Everybody's ready for Beyond Good Day, 7 after the hour. Uri Geller will join us later in this hour. But first, Roberta and Jennifer and Rich have a chance to tell their story. I just wanted to bring to your attention here on Beyond Good Day something that was happening in Chicago. The Chicago Stockyards. A lot of people remember the Chicago Stockyards. They still are active. The home of the Chicago Cubs. How'd they do in the baseball world?
Terrible.
This year? Not well, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay. White Sox didn't do too well either.
No.
Yeah. White Sox have always been one of those teams that you feel like you want to support because they always seem to be the underdog for whatever the reason.
Well, that's the Cubs. The Cubs are the ultimate underdogs.
I thought the White Sox were the ones. The Cubs are really bad?
The Cubs are the ultimate underdogs.
Oh.
I mean, they've had some good years recently. Hmm. This year wasn't one of them.
Chicago is also building a reputation for sustainable technology thanks to one of its not-so-well-known thoroughfares. City officials say they have the greenest street in America. Story from DougStefan.com. Chicago Department of Transportation unveiled a project along Blue Island Avenue in the Pilsen neighborhood, which is near where Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, lives. It's a $14 million project that includes what they call the first commercial road made of photocatalytic cement.
What's that mean?
Photocatalytic cement. The material gobbles up nitrogen oxide from the cars that are driving over it. You know that the process of photosynthesis, i.e., sucking up this gas, the green, the trees, the corn, the grass, everything that's green, sucks this stuff up and converts it back to oxygen, which is how we sustain ourselves on this planet. You knew that, right? That's where oxygen comes from.
Sure.
It's right. Converted.
Yep.
So now they've created this road that will do the same thing. It's powered by sunlight falling on the road. The folks at the Department of Transportation say about a quarter of the material from this street is recycled, and they have put in it the sorts of products that eat up the kind of gases that come out of trucks, cars, buses, that sort of thing. It's a sustainable design that can be adopted all across the country into our ecosystem. So, see, this is the kind of stuff those two guys last night arguing about the environment, and, you know, we all know Obama didn't want to go there because of all of the disasters of money, hundreds of millions of dollars been put into some of his pet projects, and all the companies have gone broke. So he didn't want to talk about that at all. But these ideas are kind of cool because you can't really go wrong doing what they're doing here. Whether it's the government that does it, I'm not so sure I want the government to do it. I'm not a private company do it. But because we are driving more and more, even though the cost of gasoline is $4 where Jennifer is, $5 a gallon, Chicago, very expensive gas, almost as expensive as Los Angeles. So this infrastructure is needed, so they say, to adapt to the changing climate. Notice they didn't say climate change, but just the changing climate. The road absorbs more of these gases in the cold weather, because in the cold weather, the gases are going to stay closer to the ground anyway. That's just the way it works. So, I think you'd probably be interested in the story, Richie. Yeah, everybody would be.
Yeah, it's interesting.
America's greenest street is a smog eater. And you can see the story at from the Today Show section. Follow along at DougStefan.com. I just think this is
that's very cool.
A pretty cool idea, frankly. Good stuff. All right, so who's next here? Roberta is looking for some special music. I heard that conversation going on. Richie, of course, has done what Roberta has requested. He's come up with a special music because that is his want in life. He does what he's asked when he's asked to do it.
Indeed.
I can keep talking about this probably until the bottom of the hour.
Just about another two seconds.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
One, two.
Very good. Nicely done, boys.
Like Roberta it. Fasanelli, it's your turn.
Well, this is a story about six Italian seismologists. These are
really?
Scientists who study
Oh, you
these.
Wench.
They walk into a bar and
you just
say,
my story.
Six Science. Well, I'm the one who's Italian. You're the McFadden. I'm the Fascinelli.
Yeah, okay.
So six Italian seismologists.
We should probably kind of coordinate these stories so that we don't steal each other's
stories.
It
takes away from the beauty of
it. It is kind of fun, though.
Yeah, exactly.
This is an amazing story.
It's an amazing story. If you remember, in April of 2009, there was a very severe earthquake in La Aquila in Italy.
By the way, Jennifer and I have already talked about this once today, but it's okay.
I know.
You did?
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't there.
This is our story originally.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that earthquake killed more than 300 people. The six Italian seismologists who were studying, you know, the region and were on a panel to assess earthquake damage and probability in the region. And now they have been convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to prison for failing to adequately warn the city of L'Aquila in advance of the earthquake. And they're also saying that they did not properly assess how many buildings would fall down should the earthquake occur. Now, along with these six Italian scientists, they've also convicted, I believe, one public official as well. But get this, they've been convicted of manslaughter in this earthquake that killed 300 people, being accused that they did not predict it adequately and they did not predict how many buildings would fall down in the earthquake. It's just an amazing story.
A lot of people in jail in Los Angeles or in California.
No kidding.
If we had that rule over here,
you imagine.
It's just unbelievable. Now, they are They are appealing the decision, and scientists around the world have signed a petition saying, hey, wait a minute, guys, this is kind of ridiculous. But
it just goes to show everybody wants blood for blood.
Yeah, everybody wants
to blame somebody.
Angry.
You have to find somebody to blame because we have lost 300 people, and we need blood. We want somebody to pay.
That area of Italy is known for earthquakes. I mean, that town was destroyed twice, I think once in 1200 and once in 1500s.
Really?
Or something like that. I mean, so it's well known. It's not like, you know, it's like if an earthquake happens in San Francisco, like, duh, yeah, okay, you know it's going to happen. When, but who knows when?
Or a tsunami in a tsunami area
or floods, hurricanes.
Yeah. It is kind of silly.
It's very silly.
Italians are silly anyway. Italians are wacky.
Well, in something like this, I am just, you know, ashamed to be Italian because this is so
really
ridiculous.
Wow, write that down.
That's big,
please.
I know.
Quarter past the hour on this date.
Roberta is ashamed to be Italian.
Because they convicted these right now at this moment based on this story. Otherwise, I'm very proud to be Italian.
Okay, good.
But just at this moment.
But they get wine in prison, so that's a good thing.
Do they really get wine
in prison? Oh, yeah, in Italy, yes.
Really?
Yes, they do.
That's the only way to go to prison is in Italy.
You get wine in prison.
Chianti? Yep. Sure.
With your meal, absolutely. That's like, you know.
Is it good wine or cheap
wine? That's like, you know, getting a glass of water here in the U.S. You have wine with your meals. That's why there's very low incidences of alcoholism in Italy.
You know, Italians like to wine. I mean, they like wine.
Yeah.
Italian children from very early on. I was 3 years old when my parents first gave me a little glass of wine mixed with water. Italians introduced their children to drinking
wine. So was this girl on Celebrity Rehab who has a big problem.
Yeah, it works real well for the Russians and their vodka,
too.
That is part of the culture. Uh-huh. You drink wine with dinner. So there's very low incidence of alcoholism in Italy because it's not such a, oh, my gosh, they had a glass of wine.
Right. So no one's an alcoholic because everybody's drunk all the time.
Yeah, right.
All right. So the poll at DougStefan.com today reflects another program that's akin to what we are talking about here. And Jennifer, earlier on, said something that really concerned me, although some think that it's funny. The problem of the stimulating drinks, the monster drinks, and whether or not your children drink them. Do you even know? That's the poll question at DougStefan.com today. Do you even know if your children are drinking these drinks? And so we were just, you know, sort of chuckling, isn't it cute if children drink wine, and yada, yada, yada. So what comes out of this discussion in part of these drinks that somebody died, I think, earlier this week or last week from over consuming like five of these monster drinks and this kid's dead.
Two
drinks.
That's all.
Two and they're dead. So now Honey Boo Boo, who is the darling of all the people in the world who haven't got a brain.
The new Shirley Temple.
Oh, my God. Shirley Temple rolling around in her grave. Anyway, so what'd you say? Her mother mixes up Red Bull with what for this kid who's Mountain 5 years Dew. Old? Seven years old?
It's, I don't know what energy drink it is. I don't know. It's not. I don't know if it's Red Bull or not, but it's an energy drink and Mountain Dew mixed together.
My God.
And she calls it her go-go juice.
The Mountain Dew is high caffeine already.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. Ooh.
It's,
and
like
it's
the
very
highest
sugary,
caffeine,
too, isn't it?
Sugary soda, yeah.
So what's going to happen to a youngster who's on this stuff? Remember Judy Garland? People used to wonder what happened to her when she was, and she was 14 when they started doing Wizard of Oz. They put her on all kinds of, at that time, things that were called uppers. Because she was doing her schoolwork, she was doing all kinds of things, and she wasn't getting a lot of sleep. So in order for her to maintain her...
Come on, kid, let's keep it going. We got work to do.
They addicted her, and she never got out of it.
Follow me on this one, because this seems kind of weird, but they only allow her to have go-go juice before a competition, but I almost wish they would allow her to have it all the time, because then you're associating this need to have something before she goes on stage, so that if her career continues, they are most certainly setting her up to be at least more vulnerable to needing something before she goes in front of people.
Yeah. Bad news. Bad stuff.
I mean, that's not for sure it'll happen, but, you know, in my crack opinion.
Well, I have to confess that when Elena was a toddler, from about 18 months to 4 years, she was a very successful actor. She did a lot of commercials. And the only time that I would let her drink Coca-Cola was if she was on set and I began to see her starting to kind of peter out. And, you know, they were calling her
on. Amber up.
Then I would give her a little bit of Coca-Cola.
Come on, kid. Mommy needs new shoes. Get it out there.
I have to admit, yes, I have to confess that, yes, I did give her. But, I mean, it wasn't, you know, Mountain Dew and, you know, Red Bull.
Yeah, and Red Bull.
It was, you know, a half a glass of Coke. It was usually flat, so she wouldn't get gas.
Yeah.
But I will confess.
It's funny. I was at our kid's baseball game last night and... my son's baseball game, and one of the fathers is struggling with his daughter because of her sugar ups and downs. He's like, you've had too much sugar. You need to settle down. You're not getting a fruit juice.
Well, I think that there is...
It's a total science experiment.
Really, it's so dangerous. It's so
My kids never drank soda and very rarely had anything with sugar. So, you know, a half a glass of Coke, and this kid would be wired.
Yeah. All right, it sounds to me like you've been doing bad things for brother coming to take you away. It's the 20 after on Good Day.
You gave your kid Coca-Cola.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
The Day with Doug.
You can get a leg up on all the issues.
Cucumbers.
Rich McFadden.
Hey, Doug, I'm Stefan. I'm smoking corn.
Jennifer Horn.
Every time I walk into a Barnes & Noble, I feel like I might be brewing.
Roberta Fasanelli.
I got two words for you. Yeah. Crockpot.
Doug Stefan's The Day. More fun than a science fair volcano. And with twice the pink fizzy stuff.
I don't
want to
grow up.
Doug Stefan's Good Day program, beyond Good Day, in fact, with stories that are significant and interesting. Here is Jennifer Horn, who's taking us to Ding Dong School. Where are you taking us?
Not Ding Dong School. Don't you remember this song? I don't want to grow up.
I don't want to go to school. No, no. That's a takeoff. The ad.
I know. I don't want to
grow up. Takeoff on a real song.
I know.
I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school. Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah,
it was a real song.
Never knew that.
Yeah, all right, so
stick with me, kid.
Let me ask you guys this question around our little round table here.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys feel like a quote unquote adult?
Oh,
day and the time.
You know,
so
it's
I feel
funny.
Like an adult, yes.
When I see
you
how
do?
Much money I owe, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Okay, and really, do you feel
so
like
much.
An adult?
At my high school reunion, we were just talking about how none of us want to grow up and how young we all still feel like we are.
So does
yeah,
that mean, are we naive because we feel that way?
You know what? I know the reality is, yes, I'm an adult. I have responsibilities. I have kids. Right. I have a mortgage. I have car payments. And I have employees and you know, jobs.
You
got to
be
stuff.
A grown-up for that.
But mentally, you know what? I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to pretend like when I'm with my son, I'm going to go out and ride my skateboard with him and play baseball and have a good time.
Hey, Richie, try one of those boards, the horse board. Did you saw
yeah.
a video of the day today?
Try
one of those.
Last week, I have to admit to you,
yeah,
the neighbor, my son's friend across the street, his dad created this tow rope for his bicycle, mm-hmm. and we were taking turns pulling the kids around the block on their skateboards, and then I took my turn on my skateboard, him
of
pulling me around
did.
The block. So, am I an adult? Not a chance.
Okay, so the reason I bring this up is there's a new British survey out that quizzed people about the age that you actually stop being young and become an adult.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted you guys to reflect on the first time you felt like an adult. I felt like an adult when I got my first house payment. When I was actually moved in and my first house payment came, I was like, okay, this is where the adulthood starts. The survey says that 28 is the age when people stop being young and they become an adult. 37% of women and 39% of men said that 28 was that age. The
That's
second
me.
Highest, yeah, that was 30. 24% of men and 27% of women said that 30 was when you officially become an adult.
At 28 is when you start to realize, oh my God, I'm going to be 30. Soon, and
yeah,
what
you have
I
to
done?
Start making some decisions.
Exactly.
Horrible.
So when was it that you guys first felt like an adult? Was
28.
It kids? You're 28 for real, okay.
Yeah, I went out. I forget
32 when I had my daughter.
Hmm. Interesting.
Doug, you were like 22, right?
No, actually, I'm just sitting here contemplating because I've been doing, I'm in my last 24 hours of another contemplative mood, and I'm thinking that I became an adult when Tony handed me a piece of paper that said she wanted a divorce.
Divorce.
Really?
So not when you had kids?
No.
But when you got a divorce?
Well, when I got the piece of paper that said I want a divorce.
It's funny. I think it's sad moments. I think probably having kids is the happiest moment when you feel like an adult.
I think when someone dies, like when a parent dies, you kind of go,
oh my gosh, I am an adult now. I'm having to deal with this. Or when you get a divorce or when something financial happens and you realize you're responsible. It's kind of interesting.
I find... In terms of the age stuff and what a BS number age really is, I don't often think of myself as the age I am. In fact, I tend to hang around with people who are much younger than I am, and I think that nobody feels there's a difference. But when you know, there's a certain solemnity to looking around and seeing the people who are your age sort of dropping off, and then being thankful for what you have health-wise. But it's very interesting how others perceive you versus how you perceive yourself.
And we all know those people who have a youthful thing about them, and then we all know those people who just seem old, even when they're really not. They just seem old.
Right.
It's weird.
And then those who are older who don't seem. I don't feel
people
like that. I project an image of being older. I think that's kind of why
you're very playful.
Works.
So I would say I would not think of you as like an old.
Yeah, and so what is that? Can you maintain that? Can you keep it?
You can.
15 years from now, will I be the same as I am now? More than likely, as long as I have the same attitude. And why wouldn't I want to have or try to have or live in the same vein that I have? But there still are those moments when you are sort of brought up short and think to yourself, "Oy." Yeah, and sometimes it's dealing with reality relationships. Sometimes it has to do with just looking in the mirror. I don't know. 29 past the hour. Good question, though. Thanks.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Stephen, good day program. Heather.
Heather, where did that come from? Heather. Now, how many names can I go
through? Wow.
Jennifer.
Try J's and R's, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Roberta. And we have Rich McFadden. And also, Uri Geller joins me now. He joins all of us. Uri is one of my best friends in life. A wonderful mind, very interesting person. And I usually am the one who jumps off here with you, Uri, but Richie has asked that he be the one to bring you into a story that he has on his mind. So I'm gonna say to Richie, take your best shot.
Doug and the gang here know that I help coach my son's little league team. They are 8 years old, and in the first few years that you play organized sports, it's kind of all about learning the game and learning the rules. So there really isn't any competition aspect to it. It's more, let's get the kids out there and teach them how to swing, teach them how to catch, throw, the whole thing. So when you get to the 8-year-old AA, it's when you finally start getting competitive. And at this age, they let the kids score 4 runs, and then that's the end of an inning or 3 outs. And so now we're into the playoff game. So we played the whole season, and, yeah, they kind of keep score the whole bit. But now we're into the playoffs, and this is the first time that they've really either win or lose. And I don't know whether you remember the first time that you kind of really got losing. But we had a game last night where we were ahead 15-11. And in the last inning, they brought out this pitcher and just shut us down and then scored runs because our pitcher was failing. And they won 16-15 in the last inning. And these kids were so, so dejected and so just distraught. And then the first thing you have to do at the end of the game, I mean, the game ended as they won it, is to get the kids out and get them in line and get them ready to go shake the hands of the other team and tell them, good game, congratulations. And it's hard to do with an 8-year-old. And I told them, you guys go and you say, good game, congratulations, good game, congratulations. A couple of the kids were crying, and you could just see how dejected they are. How do you handle that with a young kid when first realizing that?
Yeah, if I were you, after they shook hands and said, congratulations, you won, you were the better team on the day, I would have gathered the losing team.
Which we do.
And for about 5 minutes, talk to them about the major problems that are constantly around us. I would have told them, hey, do you think you have a problem that you lost the game? Do you realize that right now there are children all around the world that have nothing to eat? that have no parents, no families. Right now, there are wars going around the world. I would simply amplify a picture to make them understand, because they do understand, that there are so many worse things happening at this, right this moment. And when you talk to them, they will look at you and they will start understanding, thinking and understanding and saying in their hearts, wow, this guy is right. How can we feel dejected when there are kids who have no food on the table?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
So
I would take them, hold on, just one sec. I would take them from that arena of competition and games and talk to them about world problems, world hunger, wars. Just a little, one sentence is good enough to jolt their minds.
Sure.
And then they will look at each other and they will say, wow, we haven't thought that way. It's a mindset that you've got to instill in them, and then give them a little words of motivation, inspiration, affirmation, and then they'll be okay.
So, and that's a great tip, because after all, it is just a game, and you are only 8 years old. So, but how do you manage the feelings for them of, I want to win? Because, you know, as a father, I want my son to want to be competitive. Because in life, if you are not competitive, you will not advance in a job or in just in life in general. So I want him to be competitive, but at the same time, I want him to know, you know what? In this situation, you did your best. And he did. They all did. They played a great game.
Well, once again, if I were you, I would choose the big names in baseball, huge teams that lost big time, and just tell them, hey, look, they lost. You know, because I don't know the names of big baseball teams now, but give me three or four.
The Nationals here in Washington, D.C., the kids would all gravitate towards. Bryce Harper.
You see, you go prepared to something like this, and you just check out Google when the Nationals lost the big game. And then you just tell them, look, hey, this is sports. You win, you lose.
Yeah.
You win, you lose. But you go out there visualizing yourselves winning all the time. And this happens in every sport, in football, in soccer. I mean, in every sport, there are winners and there are losers. And they have to understand that. And maybe you tell them that because you lost now, it was a kind of a lesson for you. You jump over the hurdle, you put it behind your back, and you again start thinking positive, and you're looking into the future. The next game we're going to win. We're going to be better. We'll be good, and we'll become winners.
Now, I know you very well, I would say, and Doug obviously knows you extremely well. And you, without appearing so, have an extremely... I don't know if this is the right word. Doug, help me. Aggressive nature about yourself as far as going to get what you want. How do you do that with still not being...
Yeah, self-motivation is probably the term I would use.
I simply, you know, guys, I simply don't sit around.
It's not like you're walking in the boardrooms, barreling over people and just clawing and stabbing your way up the chain. You get what you want. It's still trying to be a nice guy.
You've got to become, again, an achiever in your mind. Don't sit around taking your chances with destiny. Mm-hmm. Make your choice and see if you can achieve it. You've got to go for it and try it. And constantly think positive. I'm an achiever. I will succeed. I will make it. I will win because I am a winner. And these mini affirmations in your mind, almost like little mantras, really do help. Especially if you can wake up in the morning and, again, put yourself in an attitude of gratitude and look around yourself and say, wow, I've got all this. I've achieved already so much. I can achieve more. I'm so lucky that I have this. And you just go on. And then you will start seeing and feeling that these goals out there are coming towards you, and you're conquering them, and you'll feel great about it.
Well, that's what we tried.
One last thing. When you deal with kids, always tell little stories with what you're explaining them or describing them. Mm. Give them examples. Examples that they will recognize, that they know about.
Yeah, it's funny because
every day
when I walked off the field, 2 weeks ago, the Washington Nationals, who were the best team in baseball to that point, stunningly lost in the first round of the playoffs in just an amazing losing effort in the game, right there at the last minute of the game. And it was a shock to the whole town. The whole city is just like dejected and in shock. And then 2 weeks later, here we are at this game where we were ahead, and then boom, lose it. And you walk off and all the parents were just like, it's the Nationals all over again. So the story, the kids could relate to that because they've been living the last 2 weeks just amazed at how the Nationals lost.
Let me throw my two cents worth in. I've been listening to the two of you. What you're talking about is leadership. You're talking about...
Yes, about, for eight-year-olds.
Yeah, well, it's leadership crazy, from parents
who
get what they need to teach the children don't. They're going to learn. There's a vacuum created. If you don't teach your children, as the song suggests, somebody else or somehow else, they're going to get whatever it is that are values, whatever, whether they're good values, bad values, they're going to get the essence of what they're supposed to, they're mimicking. They mimic their influencers, peers, parents, whoever it is that's around them. So it is not something that is just like a position. You have chosen Richie and Uri as a leader to portray success. And you've been given talent, and you've been given ability. And what so many people don't realize, Uri not being one of them, nor Rich not being one of them, is that we are here to be in service to others. We can serve ourselves. Nothing wrong with serving, with being abundant, having abundance. But if you do it in a vacuum created by your own ego and ignore other people, you do it at your own karmic risk.
That's true. Now, Dougie, before you all go, a quick poll. Let's start with the ladies first. Who won yesterday?
What, the
Obama
debate?
Or Romney?
You know what's funny? I actually thought, I think it was almost a draw. I think in the first debate, I feel Romney handily won. I think in the second debate, Obama, I think he got ahead of Romney. And I think they tied yesterday.
Okay,
I was not impressed yesterday. I thought it was kind of eh.
I thought it was definitely Obama yesterday. I mean, I will admit the first one I felt Obama just totally blew it. The second one I felt he did very well. And even in this one, I think he did very well. I mean, Romney couldn't even get his geography right.
Okay.
And it was obvious that Obama had a much better grasp on the world view of the United States than Romney does.
Doug?
I think that I usually disagree with Roberta on stuff like this, and I certainly disagree here. I think you're colored by whatever your preferences are. It's very hard to be objective. I think, though, that I have because I'm not excited about either one of them, but I know for whom I am going to vote. I had said earlier on, Uri, because my state was so heavily leaning toward Obama that I wasn't going to vote for Romney because it wouldn't make any difference. But now things have changed dramatically in Massachusetts and actually dramatically in New England to the point where it's a horse race both here and, interestingly enough, in California. It still is. The people have written it off. A number of states have been written off, and now they aren't. And so
California's been written off, but almost all of my friends, it's so funny, they're all voting for Romney, and most of my friends are Democrats. Which
Uri, I think that Obama is really good at this. He's very good at this. He gets that steely-eyed look in his face, and he makes you believe what he's saying. But when it comes to the content, I got
to
go.
When it comes
Romney.
To being able to pull it off, to make it work, he's had four years and he's been a disastrous failure.
It's everything is what he says is just not the truth.
Okay.
How many times can you hear that?
Why did you
Uri,
ask the
question? What's the world view, Uri, from your perspective?
Well, first of all, I think that Romney won yesterday, and the world. I think that because it's a local American financial economy, that's what, you know, people want to hear. But I was kind of disappointed that Obama stayed saying the same stories. I don't want to go political here, but I do think that Romney won, and my prediction is, guys, that Romney will win.
Uri, how many you watched the debate in London or outside of London? How many people do you think watched the debate over in the UK?
I really don't know, but I doubt that a lot. Yeah. Maybe politicians.
Because do you think people over there would rather see? What does the average Uri is an Israeli national who's lived in England for a long time, lived in America. Yeah. Has lived in various places, but feels closest to England. And so you get what the drift is over there. What do the Brits think? And I think that was Richie's question before. What do the Brits think, or what do they want? Who would they like to see president?
Daddy, listen, this country right now is involved with so many scandals, local scandals, that I think most of the papers are focused on local, big local stories. It's incredible what's happening here. And if I bet with you that if I walk down Oxford Street and I was asked 100 Brits if they watched the debate and so forth, they won't even know Romney's name. That is my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
The question.
Let's wait. How many more days to the...
2 weeks from today.
Wow.
2 weeks from today.
We will see if you'll all prove me wrong if I'm wrong.
I don't know about that, but I actually think you're right. It's 47-47 right now.
I know. 47,
and it has moved 47. Up, inched up here and there. And the more people, Obama is, he's an okay guy. He's a good family guy. He's got bad people around him for advisors. And they just are, the arrogance is what really knocks them off.
Yeah, listen, Dougie, just to finish, I just want to remind you what Benjamin Franklin said. Words may show a man's wit, but actions is meaning.
You got it. Uri Geller, check out urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Last of the presidential debates. So, how did this one go? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Lynn University, Boca Raton, Florida, the third and final debate between President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney. The topics last night were mostly, but not exclusively, about foreign policy. Bottom line, despite the president's willingness to mix it up by pointing out things Mitt Romney has said in the past, the governor generally refused to take the bait and was quite willing to agree more than disagree. Some highlights. President Obama referring to a previous statement Mitt Romney made about the biggest threat facing America.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat, because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia.
Governor Romney countered with this clarification about Russia.
It's a geopolitical foe, and I said in the same paragraph, I said, and Iran is the greatest national security threat we face. Russia does continue to battle us in the UN time and time again. I have clear eyes on this. I'm not going to wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to Russia.
One of the more memorable lines of the evening came from the president responding to Mitt Romney's desire to expand the military. Romney saying that our Navy has the fewest ships in its fleet since 1916, to which President Obama said this.
I think Governor Romney maybe hasn't spent enough time looking at how our military works. You mentioned the Navy, for example, and that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets.
So, three debates, and that's that. 2 weeks to go, and it's game on, with both President Obama and Mitt Romney planning to spend quite a bit of time over the next 14 days in as many battleground states as possible in a race that polls indicate is truly too close to call. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted,
and no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats,
but the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 2 points at the close to 13,346. S&P up a fraction of a point. NASDAQ gained 11. Oil prices fell below $90 a barrel, declining $1.32 to $88.73. More numbers of note. Prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
And gas prices appear to be falling across the country. According to the AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular now stands at $3.64, down more than 12 cents a gallon over the past week, down more than 16 cents a gallon over the past month. Here's one New York area driver who has noticed the price decline has coincided with what's happening politically.
I know it went down a little bit when the debate started up, but it's staying around $4 pretty much all over.
New York, among several states, still above the national average, according to the AAA. And here's one more driver summing up gas prices in one word.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous indeed. The World Series for 2012 all set. The Giants advancing by clobbering the defending champs, the St. Louis Cardinals, 9-0 in Game 7 of the NLCS in San Francisco last night. Giants came back from 3-1 down to take this series and will host the Detroit Tigers in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night. And finally, a story that will bring a certain movie to mind. The search continues for a man who managed to steal over $1 million worth of chips from a casino in Las Vegas. And yes, the movie we have in mind is Ocean's 11. You're hearing part of the soundtrack right here. Police say they know who did it. 31-year-old King-Eyed Cole of Palmdale, California. Cops say he managed to gain access to a closed area of the Venetian Hotel Casino back on October 10th and removed $1.6 million worth of chips and took off without being caught. No weapons involved. No one saw Cole do this. How the authorities know he actually did it is anybody's guess. But as you listen to this story, for all of us who've been to Vegas, there's a little piece of us hoping he gets away with it. Come on, admit it. Wonder who'll play this guy in the movie, Clooney or Pitt? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.